Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett Family Resort down on Houston County Lake, and Texas-raised hunting products, makers of the cover scent and attractants that Larry and I use. Well, folks, you know, a fun summer outing is a trip down to the coast, and Galveston is the closest destination, coastal destination there is for many of us, for most of you folks listening, all our friends listening every week. Captain Mike Williams has been my friend for, I won't say 25 years, I don't, give or take. Mike keeps the pulse of the fishing. I mean, he knows what's going on. Shark fishing right now is red hot. Let's talk to Mike a little bit. Mike's been with us talking about the fishing down there in past shows, but let's get a current update. Mike, thank you for being with us today, buddy.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be here, Luke.
Well, I'm always glad to have you with us and to shed some light. I got some friends that were down there shark fishing, gosh, 2 or 3 days ago, and they wanted some fishing with one of your guides. I'm not sure who they were actually with, but they were telling me that they connected with y'all down there. And they were like me. They liked to eat fish, and they wanted the smaller black tip one is what they wanted. And they caught a bunch of sharks with your guy down there, but they kept a black tip, I think probably 25 pounds, and processed it properly, butchered it. You know, your guys know what to do if you're going to eat a small shark. But they were bragging on how they grilled it while they were down there, bragging on how good it was. So I know enough about your operation shark fishing right now. If there's a pretty much sure deal, I mean, you're going to catch a shark, aren't you?
Well, as you go into it, we're going into the prime season. The sharks are very tropical, and they love heat, and the hotter it gets, the better they like it. And as we go into late July, August, it's only going to get better. I mean, it just gets better and better and better.
It does. Well, some real-life practical tips, Mike. Basically, most guys are not going to pull a boat down there. They're not going to run out and drift behind shrimp boats. They want to go and jump in a boat with you guys and go catch some shark. Preparation for a saltwater trip. You know, it does get hot out on the Gulf. I mean, and sun is something. And something else is when you're out, say, a mile or three out there, that rolling action, the people that are not familiar with seasickness, that is a reality. That can happen, can't it?
Yeah, it can happen. It can happen, you know, and it happens. And it's people, usually, the people that get seasick, they know before they get on the boat they get seasick.
Yep.
And those people, for some reason, do not do what you need to do to take care of that. And there's several things you can do to remedy it, most of it.
Yes.
If you do the right thing. You know, there's pills you can take, and you know, there's Dramamine, and there's another pill that's called Scopolamine, which they give to the astronauts for motion sickness when they shoot them into space.
Yep.
And if you take that, you're going to get that from your doctor, but if you take that and you still get seasick, then you need to take a tennis or something, because fishing offshore is not your sport.
Yeah, and you know, the patch, they're over the counter now that you can put on. They've been out. Used to have to have a doctor's prescription, but you can buy those patches put behind your ear,
yeah,
and it absorbs.
Those work.
It's kind of funny, but for years I never had a problem with it, but the last 2 or 3 times I knew that I was, like you say, I knew I was prone to seasickness, but I still wanted to go fishing, and I got those, that's the patch, and put it behind, and in my situation it stopped it. There was no problem, but that's something to think about. So that's a very real part of fishing in salt water, folks, so give that some thought. Protection from the sun. You know, gosh, big hat. I mean, you know, that's a good idea. And really, as much as I hate to wear long sleeves, there's material now, shirts. I've got some really light material fishing shirts that, if you're not out in the sun all the time, I mean, you know, protect your skin, right?
Right. Well, you know, if I knew what I know now,
I know what
the age
you're going.
I would have never, ever did what I did. For a lot of years, I ran around with a pair of shorts on, and that was it.
I know
a pair of tennis shoes and a pair of shorts, no shirt.
Yep. I know.
I was as black as Ace of Spades, man. And but, like I said, I wouldn't do that now. I wouldn't, knowing what I know now about the sun. You know, I was lucky. I never really got any repercussions from the sun. But
yeah, yeah. And
the sun is a good hat is a really a wise investment.
And bandanas, of course, you're out there, it's hot, you know, you think, it took me a long time, and this is not so much just for salt water, all the folks listening that fish know that, I mean, Lake Fork or Lake Texoma, it can get mighty, it gets hot, middle of the day, but I don't know, your trip, say you want to do a shark trip, a family trip in the mornings, you guys get out there, I mean, you don't wait
yeah,
till
man, we've done all that custom stuff for. We got it down to precision now. What we do is we get out there before it gets hot, and usually by 11 o'clock, those people are wore out from catching sharks anyway.
Yep.
They're done.
Yep.
And when it gets 95 degrees on the water and that wind lays, it's time to head for the shower, man. And usually by noon, we're heading back in, and we dock at 1 o'clock. So you're moving in the heat of the day. If the boat's moving, that's like air conditioning.
Yep.
When you're stopped and there's no wind, that's when it's hot. But like I said, we used to run those trips at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we found over many years it's really brutal to be out there afternoon on that water.
Mike, I want to tell a little story here. Folks, now, Captain Mike Williams, many of you know Mike, and he's guided out of Galveston for many decades. But for those who don't, Mike had got the reputation years back as Iron Mike. Mike, I'm going to tell you something, buddy. Your trips guiding those, well, not just shark, but tarpon and everything else, I cannot imagine. I mean, I was in the Marine Corps. I know what physical stuff is, but it's hard for me to imagine a profession like you used to do it. Yeah. Be out there handling those big sharks day in, day out. I mean, that takes that's some strenuous work, I mean, to say the least, you know.
I used to call it the Nasty 9-0, which is 90 days of back-to-back fishing, like June, July, August. Man, you do that every day. You know, if somebody said you asked me now if you could do that, I said it's impossible. Nobody can do it. But me and a couple other guys, we did that for
there's
a lot
something
of
to, yeah, something.
Every stinking day we fished.
I know you did. I was either writing about you or fishing with you a couple times a year through all that.
Right.
But that's an endurance thing. It really is. And if your body's not in, not everybody could do it. Bottom line is, you know, you just. And I'll go a step further. Not everybody'd want to do it. Am I right? You know.
Well, there was a couple of guys did. You know, I got interviewed one time by the biggest magazine in the state of Texas, and the name of the article was called "The Iron Man of Tarpon Alley."
I remember
and
that.
Was talking about me and a couple of guys.
Yep. Yep.
And you really do. I mean, I couldn't. You know, I look back and there's very few people, very few. I can count them, maybe three men I know that did it.
Yep, exactly. Well, that's good. And the good thing is you've got all that knowledge. You're
right,
tapped
right
in, Mike, down there on the pulse of it. And when you say something, you know what in the heck you're talking about. So people that are coming to Galveston right now for vacationing, why not go fishing? I mean, shark fishing. And they are excellent, those black tips, those smaller ones. I've always said this. Actually, I learned how to grill those from you. And a shark, you know, carries its urine in its bloodstream. I learned that a long time ago. So if you want a smaller one to eat, you do need to butcher that thing pretty quickly.
Yeah, I usually pick them up right there on the spot.
Yeah.
What we do is on the fish that we eat, we do like a ribeye. You end up with a big ribeye. I bleed it really, really good, get all the blood out of it. Then when you get what you got left, it's just a big hunk of ribeye shark. And it's excellent on a grill if you know how to cook it. The black tip.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Some people eat other sharks, but I would strongly recommend if you're going to eat the shark, eat the black tip. They actually serve it in restaurants. I mean, it's really kind of a delicacy. It's really good on a grill for people like yourself that know how to cook it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Have some lemon or lime to squeeze on
right
there and keep it to baste it with that. I never will forget, folks, this is kind of an interesting sideline. Years ago, Mike, I've always been a big fish eater and a game cooker, and Mike was telling me how to cook some black tip that I caught with him. And you butcher them right away, and I packed them in ice, and then I wanted to take them back and learn how to to skin them, if you will. Well, you don't skin a shark. It's like taking that hide. I remember I said, my gosh, this stuff's like canvas. It is too, isn't it? But you can
You can if you take the time. But a lot of times people, it holds everything better if you just cut them like a ribeye. Cut them just like a ribeye.
Yeah, yeah.
That skin holds them on there, all everything together, and you flip them just like a ribeye steak. And when you get through, when you got a ribeye, but only a shark.
It's good eating. It is. Mike, I wish we could had more time. We'd visit, but I'll get you. I like to get you back. Not only talk about the fishing down there at Galveston. You know, that's a topic in itself. But I enjoy visiting and sharing some of the stuff that you've done, you know, like in your life, buddy. The best way to connect with you, Captain Mike Williams, is GalvestonSharkFishing.com, right?
That's it. And we started to see some tarpon. They caught some tarpon last week, so the tarpon is starting to show up a little better with the weather kind of calming down. So
yeah.
You always got a chance of catching a tarpon on these shark trips. Kingfish been catching a lot of days have been limited out on kingfish, and that's just a bycatch.
Yeah,
and if
yeah.
you're lucky, you can catch a ling, and there's all kinds of fish we catch out there. Not just
a lot
sharks.
Of fun, a lot of fun. Well, Mike, we'll get you back here in, a couple of weeks, let you give everybody an update. How about it? If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.